language of this wisdom, which is poetry. First of all, it's not the written language. Why? Because it doesn't work with this.
It works with this. What you want to call it? We call it the heart. It's different. Learn that one. The language of animals? Why? Huh? To protect your animal part. Okay. Coming and going, you will see after a couple of sessions, finally, God will order the Moses that, hey, teach him, it doesn't matter.
Just what?
No what? Give it to him. Why? Why? Because God is stupid? He's crazy? Moses, explain to you clearly that this is a stupid wish. Then God will say, give it to him. Why? You should be able to answer all of this. If not, you should go back and start from book one to understand, because he explained it. And always he explained it a couple of paragraphs before. Whatever is created is needed. This fellow needs it. What?
To learn and to teach us.
For us to learn, this is no person, he's not real, he's a character in the story. Rumi is making it to teach us. Yes, God will accept all the crazy stuff that you want to do. This is the exam here. So yes, God will say, okay, here. Moses will teach you. He comes home to listen to what? To animals. The animals are talking. Are talking about what? Remember the Arab and the wife? The wife demanding. Here, the animal is hungry. The other one will say, don't worry about it. This stuff happens and everything is going to be good. The horse will die and you will have a part of it. The guy will run and sell the horse. And so on. And the third day, he said, you stupid one. Whatever you said, it didn't happen. I said, it's improved now, because tonight the master will die. Then there will be a party here. Now, you're the guy. What do you do? You run to Moses. He ran to Moses. Moses said, so what? Sell yourself? Didn't you sell the horse and you gained? So sell yourself. Means what? Up to here, the story taught you that. Listen. Knowing what's going to happen doesn't save you, really. Have you ever heard that? Any one of you ever thought that if suddenly I win the lotto, oh, what a miserable life. No, you always think, if I win the lotto, first of all, I help a lot of people. Then I do this and I do that. Then if you win a lotto, a couple of months later, your lawyer will tell you what kind of car you have to buy. If not, you lose money. Where should you live? Which restaurant you should go? What people are your neighbors and should be your friends? And these all are obligatory, because your life will change. Million? That's what it is, but nobody thinks like that. Here we'll explain that. Knowing what's going to happen doesn't help you if you are the guy who wants to run away from paying the price of something. If you are the guy who wants to gain something for free. That was the job of the brain. Here we talk about heart. So knowing the language of the animal? Story finished? Then the guy will cry and say, Moses, do something for me. The God and the Moses who gave him this stupid stuff, now they will just leave it. Moses will pray for the guy that at least his ending shouldn't be like that. The God will accept it and all that. This is the story that we are going to listen. So, you know what the story is? The story is that your wishes are silly. This is how I can say it. Your wishes normally are silly because they are just one step in front of you. You see one stuff. You don't see the next and the next and the next. And this universe works like that. So I explain to you, sometime bad thing happens, you should be grateful. Here I will explain to you the good thing that you wish to happen, you should pray not to, because they could make you miserable. Have you discovered from the being horizontal? Could you read? Okay.
How a certain man demanded of Moses the language of the beasts and birds. A young man said to Moses, teach me the language of the animals, that perchance from the voice of animals and wild beasts I may get a lesson concerning my religion. Since the languages of the sons of Adam are entirely for the sake of water and bread and renown, it may be that the animals have a different care, that of taking thought for the hour of passing away.
Okay, how was that? It was different. It's not that the guy asked for this. He brought a good explanation. First of all, the language of the human being was for bread, water, bread, and renown, which is very fishy, because the word itself in Persian is very fishy. Damdame. Dam means the breath. Damdame means breath to breath. Damdame means gossips, talking like that. All that. Okay? So, we would say the human language is for that. Maybe the other animals will teach me a lesson for what? For my religion, for my path. Not for my economy. Well, you will see that the guy is an economist. He doesn't care about the spirituality. But he claims that, I want it for my religion. Yes?
Begone, said Moses. Abandon this vain desire. For this holds much danger before and behind. Seek the lesson and the wakefulness from God, not from books and speech and words and lips.
Are you listening? Some of you, you don't look, you're listening. He said what? Suddenly Rumi said, listen, it's not in a book, it's not in the speeches, it's not in talking, and it's not even here. Don't listen to all of this. Because what are these? These are the language of the animal. In human being, When you're talking, you're referring a book. You're talking about a speech. Or you give a lecture. Or you move your lips. What is it all about? Logical explanation, reasoning. Could you bring your emotion there? Could you find a book that will show your emotion? Or a speech? This is the difference. Here, Moses will tell him, listen, the stuff that we're talking about is not in a book, speech, talking, and lips. It's there. He will teach us in a way no one knows. This is the secret of this. The wisdom comes from how. And no one knows how. Because there is no technique and rules over there. Said, huh? You want to have the passage and be awakened, because the word over there is ebrat. And ebrat means what? Learning a lesson. But it's in the obur, in traveling, in walking the path. Because he said, I want it for my religion. I said, you want to know how to walk this path? How will it guide you? Not the books and the speeches and all that. All this, maybe they help to reduce your complication in your brain. But stuff comes from him. Yes?
The man became more eager in consequence of the refusal which he made to him. A man always becomes more eager from being refused. He said, O Moses, since thy light has shone forth, whatever was a thing has gained thingness from thee. 'Tis not worthy of thy bounty, O generous one, to disappoint me of this object of desire. At this time thou art the vicegerent of God. It will be despair if thou prevent me. Moses said,
No. Okay, what happened? You see how clever the guy is? Okay, he asked for something. Moses told him that, no, this is no good. What's his reaction? Normal reaction of the human being, means that animal one. When you deny it, they want it more. That's what the greed is all about. When something is difficult, you want more and more. Here, Moses told him that, don't do this. Guy became really agitated. To say what? To explain what I explained to you, that he knows that when you ask the prophet something, normally you will receive it. So you have to push a little bit more. Pushing more is this a, I thought you are the prophet, you're here to give us something. Aren't you like him that gives everything to everyone? So, insists. Then, the reaction of Moses, when you push a prophet, what is the reaction? They push you back? No. They turn around, talk to him. Moses will turn around. What can I do with this? Yes?
Moses said, O Lord, surely the stone devil has subdued this simple man. If I teach him, it will be harmful to him. And if I do not teach him, he will become faint-hearted.
This is what it is. You remember when we talked about the prophets who were ready to give up? And we said, they don't understand, it's too complicated, I cannot explain it. They just hear one explanation. We say, okay, now this is what the trick is. If I teach him that language, he will lose a lot of stuff. If I don't, he loses faith in me. His heart goes bad. And for me, the most important part is the heart. The way